Okay, we are holding on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph at the two dots, about two-thirds of the way down. So, says the Gemara, Amar Rav is our Girsa, it's also Rashi's Girsa, the Bach has the Girsa of Rabba, and the next couple of cases, we'll go with the Bach for now. Amar Rabba, V'chein L'Shabbos. So we said at the two dots that Shtaim Kil Chasen, and we mentioned that the third one was a Tafach. We mentioned yesterday that the question was, where does one place the Achas Afilu Tafach, the Tafach Seichik, and we had three different shitas within Rava with regards to Tzuras HaPesach. So, says the Gemara, Amar Rabba, V'chein L'Shabbos. So, meaning, just like we're saying, Shtaim Kil Chasam Achas Afilu Tefach works to be a kosher doifin. So, in other words, this Tefach wall is considered to be a doifin. This also works Legabi Shabbos. What is the pshat? Migu da havi doifin le'inyin sukkah, havi doifin le'inyin Shabbos. So, says the Gemara, an amazing concept, and that to the extent that it is considered to be a doifin Legabi sukkah, it is a halachically viable, acceptable dayfin legabi hilchas sukkah, meaning to be able to eat and drink and sleep in the sukkah. So havi dayfin l'inyan Shabbos. It is also considered to be a dayfin. It's considered to be a mechitza legabi Shabbos. Even though we did see there are some differences, but as far as the shame dayfin, the basic shame mechitza, it is considered to be a dayfin legabi Shabbos. Let's first see Rashi. Rashi says in the first word line, V'chein l'Shabbos, Avol b'yishtoach l'Shabbos, Shalosh mechitzas li'aseis v'shasayachit. We mentioned in the past, different shittas, and we showed him how many mechitzas do you need in order for something to be a v'shasayachit midyaraisa. Rashi here seems to say there's three. Shittas Rambam seems to be four. So even though you need three mechitzas in order to be considered a v'shasayachit l'Shabbos, however, Shabbos shal sukkos, Mutal lismech al mechitzas hasukkah im asa brishus harabim samach lepischei sukkah de'ein ba'ela shtayim kilchasim v'shlishus afilu tefach. So if you have a structure, a sukkah with two complete walls and one incomplete tefach wall, then even legabe dini Shabbos you can treat it like a rishus hayachad, meaning machnes and meitzi, hemena lebeisai. You're allowed to be machnes and meitzi, and you can be metal for more than arba amas inside it, adds the Bach. Even though legabi a regular Shabbos of the year, if it's Shabbos Hanukkah, you wouldn't be able to treat it like Rosh Hashayachid. Inami b'sha mechitza she'enin shal sukkah, if it's not a sukkah mechitza, even during sukkahs, but it's not a sukkah mechitza, le mishteri b'hachi. However, l'Shabbos the sukkah sharia. Why? To migudahi tefach agmari rachman l'meishah b'mechitza sukkah v'lahavi lei deifin shleim mole sukkah. Being that this is the halacha Mishnei Sinai, that Kadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu that it is considered to be a deifin. Havi deifin nami b'Shabbos the sukkah le'inyan Shabbos legabi total. The Ran says that the rationale is that it's not mistaber that the Torah would give something a tourist din deifin lechatzoyin. And it doesn't make sense to say that migu, that it's not considered to be a mechitza legabi Shabbos, it's not considered to be a mechitza legabi sukkos, and on Shabbos of sukkos you would actually require more. Meaning the Torah knows that in every sukkos where there's a requirement of a sukkos teishu shivas yomim, one of those 7 days is obviously going to be a Shabbos. And the Torah says this is the basic din sukkah, so it's not mustaba to say, oh, but of course on the Shabbos of sukkahs you need something more, and therefore we're gonna swing it the other way and say that to the extent that the Torah says this is considered to be a valid mechitza on sukkahs for all 7 days inclusive, therefore you will say it's also considered to be a deifin legabi Shabbos, and therefore it helps even legabi tilt machnis and meitzi. And so on. That is Rabba's Chiddush. Says Abaya, Eisei Abaya, Omi Yamin Amigo. Do we hold of this Migu concept? Since it is considered to be a day from Legabi Sukkos, Legabi Achila Shtia, Lina, Shena, therefore Legabi, the Hilcha Shabbos, Chela Gimel of Aruch Haim, it's got a shame Achitz, Legabi Shabbos. Amin Amigo Vatanya. We have a Bryce which says like this. Deifin sukkah k'deifin Shabbos. So, number one, there is a comparison of Davin Sukkah to Davin Shabbos, meaning just like, let's say, when it comes to mechitzas of Shabbos, you can use horizontal beams or string. You don't have to have a complete wall. You can have mechitzas erev. You can have horizontal strings. As long as you don't have a gap of three tzvachim, it can be less than three tzvachim in order to say lavad. And so too, you can have vertical beams and poles, even though it is paritz meruba al ha'imed, the actual area of mechitza, which is standing, which is physical, is far less than that which is not standing. But we apply the concept of lavad, and therefore it's fine. So we say Davin Sukkah k'Davin Shabbos, l'bavajli ibn kan l'chaver shleish tvachim. You cannot have three tvachim. The seira Shabbos al Sukkah. Shabbos is more chomer than the mechitzas of Shabbos is more chomer than the mechitzas of Sukkah. Meaning shashabbos ain any teres ela ba'imed meruv ala paritz. Mashein kein b'sukkah. Shabbos is a requirement of ayimed meruv ala paritz. There is no such requirement by Sukkah. So in other words, imagine if you will, Shtayim Kilchasan Achas Afilu Tefach by a Sukkah. And even within the Shtayim Kilchasan, you have a section of incomplete wall. So let's say, you know, here are your two complete walls, and then you have another Tefach. Within these two complete walls, you've got a gap, a section, I don't know, if you let's say a seven Tefach wall, a seven Tefach wall. And then you've got a tefach missing here, another tefach missing by the other side, another tefach over here. So that now, if you add up the paritz, well, one side is totally paritz, one side is paritz with the exception of one single tefach, and I've got a couple of tefachim paritz in here, a tefach over here, so all together, if I reckon the area which is breached vis-a-vis the area which is standing, I have more breach than standing, it's paritz merubah la'aymed. So, legabi sukkah, that doesn't bother us. Like Avi Shabbos, it does bother us. So therefore, we're saying that Shabbos is more chomer. In other words, you have to make sure that the mechitzas are proper, a complete mechitzas like Avi Shabbos. Even though like Avi Sukkah, we are not concerned with the concept of paritz meruba alaymed. So let's just finish the braisa.
And in Shabbos, you don't look at each wall separately. You've got to look at, even though there are different positions, could be at right angles, you've got to look at the whole thing.
You're saying on Shabbos we look at the whole circumference of the area, correct?
So garden wall, you've got to look at the whole...
Correct, street. Correct. You look at the circumference, correct.
Obviously, we are caught in with the posts.
No, we're not discussing Mavoi with Lechem Kera. Regular hekka. So, again, Abaye's kasha is like this. It says, David Zikr
Gadeb... Well, I'm sorry, because I thought there was only a 15 amas gap with the driveway, let's say, to a house. Do we paskin that you've got to actually look at the whole thing?
Well, the question is if you have a 15-amma driveway.
And then 15 ammas will remember that's the maximum for the gap.
Well, no, 10 ammas is the maximum. Up until 10 ammas, it's considered to be a Pesach.
Yes.
And more than that, it's not considered to be a Pesach.
Right. But
maybe we'll leave it for right now, because I don't know if this is relevant for right now. Let's just see if we get the cheshbon. So again, Rabbi said a din, that there's a fantastic concept, migud avi defin in yin sukkah. It now becomes a defin for a totally other section. I mean, hilchas sukkah is in chelik vav, and hilchas shabbos is in chelik gimel. And in order for it to be a day for Nagabi Sukkah, it's got to be something which now matters me to eat, drink, sleep, and be matayal in my sukkah, to the extent that it's considered to be a day for Nagabi Sukkah. Now it's a day for Nagabi, Chelik Gimel Nagabi Total. Frekt Abaye, what do you mean? Vatanya Devan Sukkah Kadevan Shabbos, Abavachla Yivin Karl Chavir, Shleshit Fahim Yasir Shabbos, Al Sukkah Shabbos, and Mohammur. The Shabbos requires Amen the Murvala Parts. Mashayin Kim Sukkah, Sukkah, there's no requirement of Amen the Murvala Parts. Says the Gemara, says Abaya, my love, doesn't it mean Yasir Shabbos the Sukkah, Asukkah? Doesn't it mean that even a Shabbos within the Yom Tov of Sukkahs is still more Chavir than meaning legabi its particular halachas of tiltu haitzah hachnasa yisera the hilchas Shabbos the sukkah on the halachas of what the requirement for a dafin is legabi sukkah, i.e. v'loyamrin and migu, and we do not say migu. Isn't that what we mean to say? Let's just see one Rashi over here. If you look at Rashi about 10, 12 lines down in the wide lines, my love, Rashi says, my love, afilu b'shabbos, shebesicha chag ka'omar. Does the Braisa not mean even the Shabbos of Sukkos? Deloy mishtario l'taltulei. We do not allow a heter tiltul in this hekef, within this enclosed area. V'achi kamar. This is how to read the Braisa. Yiseira hilchis tiltul Shabbos. There are additional requirements and stringencies. Yiseira hilchis tiltul Shabbos de Sukkah. A hilchis heksher Sukkah. Lechel, Velishin, Velatse, Sidi, Echeva, Sukkah. Meaning, you need to have a wall, a mechitza, a doifin, in order to say this area is enclosed, Legabi, Achila, Shtia, Alina, Shena. But no, you say Hilchishabbos is more chamor insofar as there I need to matter tiltal, I need to matter Haitza, Hachnasa, Havaris, Daranamis, and Sorum, and so on. So doesn't it mean to say that there are more dinim? In order to be yotzi de chayvasi legabi sukkah, I'm yotza. Ubavachli yotaltal, but don't be metalkal. Don't forget about chaylik gimel. There's a totally different halachic criteria in order to allow. So ubavachli yotaltal ba ella ba'arba v'leyikane v'leyachnis mitzecha lebaya. So isn't that what the braisa means? And in essence, the Braisa is saying that Yisera, the halachic criteria for what mechitzas need to be, legabi Shabbos, for the din of Haitzah and Achnas and Avaras Daramis, more so than the criteria in order for it to be a daifin for Sukkah, to matter, chiva, shtia, shena, v'chadema. In which case, we're not holding the migul, v'lei amrin and migul. That is Abai's kasha on Rabba. Says Rabba loy, Yisera, Shabbos the Alma, al Shabbos the Sukkah. It means the halachic criteria of what mechitzas need to be on a regular Shabbos throughout the year are more intense, are more encompassing, are more require more than a Shabbos of Sukkos. Within a Shabbos of Sukkos, we are more lenient. We're able to relax things a little bit more. Let's see one Rashi over here. Rashi says, "Loi, achi gamar yiseira." Hilchas Tiltal Shabbos the Alma, on a regular Shabbos. A Hilchas Tiltal Shabbos the Sukkah. Meaning, Shabbos the Alma, ain't any teres, ella b'ayman meruba. You need to have the regular stringencies of b'ayman meruba. The lekalamim meruba migu. I can only trigger and apply the concept of migu if I actually have right now in existence a dofen which the Torah recognizes and says has halachic validity. But in Shabbos the Alma, the lekalamim of amigo, the Shabbos the Sukkah, niteris mishamigo, but there it will be mutter mikeach the migo. Therefore, that is the way Rabba will be miyashiv. So Yisera, the way he's going to learn it is that Yisera Shabbos the Alma al Sukkah, meaning a Shabbos, a regular Shabbos throughout the year, is more chamor than a Shabbos of Sukkos. Frag Bigemara, Sprag the Bay, Iachi, if so, so listening now me is Sera Sukkah the Alma, a Sukkah the Shabbos. So why don't you do the flip side? Why don't you flip it and say that Sukkos has its stringency? Yisera Sukkah the Alma, a Sukkah the Shabbos. A regular Sukkos is more chamor than Shabbos, than Sukkos which falls than Shabbos of Sukkos. A regular sukkah throughout the regular days of sukkah will be more chamor than the Shabbos of Sukkos. Why? Deilu sukkah de alma, if it's a Sunday through Friday of Sukkos, so we're going to be more machmir with the criteria of what's the third mechitza. Deilu sukkah de alma, boi tefach seichik, like we said yesterday. We said there's a requirement. Has to be a tefach. We mentioned it should be a slightly large tefach, a tefach seichik. The ilu sukkah the Shabbos, or really the Shabbos of Sukkos, if it's the Shabbos of Sukkos, leibay tefach seichik, esagi belechi. In fact, we will apply the opposite, and we will say that if it is Shabbos of Sukkos, the third quote, doifen, only needs to be a lechi. Lechi can be extremely thin, doesn't need to be a tefach. Why? The ha'at, who the amoris, you rabbah, were the one who said, sigar al-gabe mavo yishyesh le'lechi, two walls. And to mavi mufala, to mavi, which are the walls are parallel. Sigar al-gabe mavo yishyesh le'lechi, and in the third wall, it's not a wall, it's just simply a vertical pole, and the shear of a lechi can be extremely thin, it can be a mashu. You, Rabbi, said, Sikir al gavi mavi shiesh belechi, kosher. It's kosher. So that means there's an incredible kula of Shabbos of Sukkot, insofar as the third, quote, doifen, only needs to be a mashu. It can be a very, very thin beam, bar, pole, which is a lechi, but the rest of the days, Sunday through Friday, you need a tefach. Tefach seichik, well, that's not so relevant, it's got to be a tefach, but on Shabbos, the third daifin can even be a lechi. So why would the Braisa only present the stringency which a daifin or a mechitz of Shabbos has over and above a daifin of Sukkos? Isn't there a stringency which Sukkos from Sunday through Friday has over the Shabbos of Sukkos? Let's just see the Rashi. It's in the middle of the Rashi. 2, 4, 6, 8 lines in the bottom. 3 words before the end of the line. E Shabbos da al mekaamar will Shabbos the Sukkah vilchasach she Sukkah shavin mishamigu. If so, listni nami yaseira hilchasach she Sukkah da alma the chol Sunday through Friday. The halachas, the requirements of the walls of a sukkah from Sunday to Friday, are more. Ahilchas hechsher sukkah to Shabbos. Why? Deilu sukkah to Shabbos remekel. Meaning, imasuka mavoi, shtei dafne says, ukenegadzu, two parallel walls. Sagila belechi zakuf. Eitzel hayoitza. You have a tiny, a very thin beam pole. No pole, excuse me. Avogav the ein rach v'tefach. It's less than a tefach. Why? The migu da'avi deifin l'shabbos. We should say now, being that works to matter it for Shabbos, if so, avinami deifin l'sukkah. The hamar mishum de is le migu amar hachi. You're the one who holds this great migu. So, l'didach the armas lechi mishum mechitza. You also maintain that the understanding of what a lechi does. How does a lechi matter a mavoi? What's the lamdas? What's the havana? The amr is lechi mishum mechitza. You say it's like it is a mechitza. And if so, v'azirg l'mavi mefolish, yish l'lechi chayiv, it's considered as if you're throwing now into a rishus hayachid. Alma midyuraisa mechitzi. It's considered to be a mechitza. And if so, it's like I've got three walls. If I've got three walls, and we take the rishus hayachid, nehidim and rabban and asr, maybe there might be rabbinic restrictions, midyuraisa miyamutter. It is midiraisa considered to be Rosh Hashayachid. The Hamar Mishum Deisle Migu Amar Hachi. So asks Abaya to Rabba. So if you're telling me the Migu, and if you're telling me Avada older the Migu, and the Braisa is coming to say that there's a stringency, which Shabbos the Alma has over Shabbos the Sukkos, we're more machmir with the requirements and mechitzas of Shabbos, as opposed to if it is during Sukkos. So why don't you say the other way around? There's a stringency of the requirements of the Tefanis of Sukkot from Sunday through Friday over and above what would be considered acceptable as a dafen on Shabbos. Sunday to Friday, the third wall has to be a tefach wide. On Shabbos, it can be even be a mashu. It can be just the width of a regular, thin, narrow lechi. So that is the kasha which Abaya is throwing back to Rabbah. To which Rabbah says, "Hahu." I'll just read it one more time. You know, listening now, you say a sukkah to Alma, a sukkah to Shabbos, i.e., Sunday to Friday is more machmen than the Shabbos of Sukkos. You do a sukkah to Alma, Sunday to Friday, by tefach seichik. You do a sukkah to Shabbos on Shabbos, loy by tefach seichik. The sagi belechi to ha'at hu da amris sikach al gabi mavishish belechi kashet. You said that it works, says Rabbah. I don't need to say that case. I don't need to say the flip case, the flip side. Why? Because hashta mikilta lechamirta amrinan. So if we see that we are going to take the walls of Sukkos, let's just think for a second and speak it out outside. the requirements of hekif, of having some type of an enclosure, the sukkahs, are more lenient vis-a-vis Shabbos. Shabbos is a requirement of two and a bit. On Shabbos, on sukkah, there's a requirement for two and a bit. On Shabbos, there's a requirement of at least three. So, sukkah only needs two and a bit. It's called kal. Shabbos, the type of hekif, the type of encompassing, the type of enclosure we need, is at least three. So that is more chamor. So, maduch, we see that if I'm going to take the requirements for sukkah and say two and a bit works in an area of sukkah, which is kal, vis-a-vis Shabbos, which usually requires three, so for sure, I can go in and use what is halachically deemed as mechitzas on Shabbos, where the inyan of Shabbos vis-a-vis sukkah is more chamor, because Shabbos usually requires three full. A sukkah only requires two and a bit. So sukkah vis-a-vis Shabbos is more kal. So if you see that you can use a dafen for sukkah on Shabbos, I'm using an area in halacha which is more kal, even for an area which is more chamor, for sure. On the Shabbos of Sukkot, it's a davar poshet that if it works, if you've got two parallel walls plus a lechi, and it works for Shabbos, which is a davar chamor, for sure it's going to work in a sukkah which is kal. That's what he says. Ha'u le'yitzchukli. For sure, it's going to work. Let's just say a couple of Rashi's. Two lines at the bottom. Rashi says, "Hula itzchli lashmina the yisera sukkah the alma sukkah the Shabbos." I don't need to teach that. Mishum the reish Hashem. It's possible, right? The hash to be killed to the chamir to mina migu. Migu davi devin lasukkah the kila havi devin lashabbos the chamira. So if by sukkah, which is kal, it's considered a devin for Shabbos, which is chamor. So the chamir to the kilta mi boy the mavish yish lelechi zakov the kosher. L'sukkah b'Shabbos, for sure it's going to work. For sure it's going to work. So where are we?
Let's ask a question, if I may.
Sure.
Is Migo the same concept of Kal v'Chomer or something? I mean, we are looking who is Hamo, who is not Hamo. If you see Migo, it's not a Kal v'Chomer.
It's not a Kal v'Chomer. It's a sense. Migo means to the extent that it works. In this area, it works in the other area. And like we said, b'Shem the Ran, and the Ran says, because it's not mistaber that the Torah would give something a Torah's din doifen or a Torah's din mechitza for one area to the exclusion of the other area, especially insofar as there will be one of the days of Sukkot, which is a Shabbos, and to say, oh, but it's only considered to be a doifen, an enclosure and a mechitza on 6 days, but not on the seventh day, it doesn't make sense to say that. Elamai, to the extent that it is considered to be a doifen for all 7 days of Sukkot, we will assume that it's across the board considered to be a doifen, a mechitza, even for a totally different area of halacha, namely the Erev Shabbos, legabe din hitzah, achnasa, avaras dal damas. Again, I mean, there is a big discussion in the Mishnah of exactly what is the migo, what's the havana, what's the lombus, but the basic shot is al derech the ran. But even though, what have we said so far? Rab has come along with this amazing chiddush and said that being that the halachic requirements for defanus on sukkahs in a sukkah are ashtayim kilchas machas avila tefach, we will say the same is true that you can use that hekif, that enclosure on Shabbos, even for dinei Shabbos, even for a totally different area in halacha, hitzah, hachnasa, Havaraz Ramas, that is the din of Migu. That is din number one of Rabbah.
But only on the Shabbos of Sukkot.
Only on the Shabbos of Sukkot, for sure. Only on the Shabbos of Sukkot. Din number two. Oh, let's see. It says, Gufa Amar Rabbah, Sikech, Al Gabi Mavu Yishiyesh Loilechik Sheira. So the second din, we said before that if one is Mesakech, Al Gabi Mavu Yishiyesh Bilechi, it's Sheira. That works. The Yama Rabba, once again, the Bach changes it. So we've got three memories of Rabba. What's the third thing he said? Sikech al gabi pasi birois ksheira. So, as we mentioned previously, we have a diagram in Rashi, but this diagram is not, maybe perhaps not so precise, and and I'm sure it wasn't Rashi's exact diagram as such. We know that the heter pasi birois is, as we mentioned, that there is a heter for the oile regalim, those who are oile regal, in order to allow them to give their animals to drink. If they chance upon a well in the middle of Rishus Arabim, they would not be able to put a keli into the well because they'd be taken from Rishus Yachid to a Rishus Arabim.
This is what we had in Shabbos as well.
I'm sorry?
Did we have this example in Shabbos?
Yeah, we had this in Shabbos and Arabim. They wouldn't be able to take from the Rishus Yachid to the Rishus Arabim, and therefore there's a special heter which Chazal said of Pasi B'Rois, and that you have a perpendicular, a right angle shaped piece of wood, which is an amma by an amma on four sides. And even though it's oimed merubala paru, it's paritz merubala oimed, it's more breached than up, which is not, I wouldn't have thought this diagram necessarily conveys that, at least in my Gemara. So even though it is paritz merubala oimed, yeah, exactly, even though it's paritz merubala oimed, nevertheless, it works. That is the answer of Pasibi Reis. So said Rabba, Sikach al Gabi Pasibi Reis, Sheira. If you're Mesakech on Pasibi Reis, it is considered to be Sheira. If you look at that first Rashi, three lines before the end of the Rashi, Rashi says in the first small line, V'im Sikach al Gabon Sheira, V'Shabbos the Sukkos. Why? T'migu da Havidevin L'Shabbos, Havidevin L'Sukkah. Even though we said you need to have two complete walls. No. But if it's the Shabbos of Sukkos, it is okay. So the question is, says the Gemara, why do I need three memras of Rabbah to be telling us these dinim? It seems to be that there's a lot of overlap. Says the Gemara, Tzricha. I need all three memras of Rabbah. The Ashmin and Mavoi, if you would just tell us the din of Mavoi, which has a lechi, is Kishera. The Ashmin and Mavoi, you know why? Mishum de'ika shtei defanais ma'al yisa. You've got two proper walls. I would say dafka over there, we would say that it's ksheira for a sukkah through this migu because you have at least two proper mechitzas. Shtei defanais ma'al yisa. Aval gavi pasi birois. The leka shtei defanais ma'al yisa. You just have an ama by an ama, and you have porutz meruba la'imed. You don't have two complete walls. Emaloi, maybe we wouldn't allow such a thing. The Ashmin and Pasib Yerois, Mishum the Ika Sham Arba Defanis, because there are at least four Defanis, or Shame, that I was not sure if it's Sham or Shame, there are four Defanis, Lamaisa, there are actually four Defanis there, maybe not complete, but there are four Defanis there. Avol Sikech Al Gabe Mavui, but if it's on top of a Mavui, the Leke Sham Arba Defanis, there aren't four Defanis there. Eimaloi. So that's the reason why you need these two cases. V'yashmin and Hani Tarti. I would say, you know why? Because Mihamirta Lakilta. Because you're going from an area of Halacha, which is Homor, namely Shabbos, where usually the requirements in Mechitzas are more. There are more, there's a requirement of three walls. So we're saying that if it works on Shabbos, where its requirements are more, you need to have three, and it works. So yes, it's going to work for sukkahs, for a sukkah where the requirements are less. You're going to need two in a bit. Avami kilta, hamirta, to go from sukkah to Shabbos and to say that ad kama, that it's considered to be a sukkah. It's not divinus. It's got mechitzas which allow achila, shtia, shena, and it's not considered that I'm eating and drinking and sleeping outside of the sukkah. So too, I can be metalta, I can be moitzi and machnis, and so on. It's got a din which is a yachid, and so on. But to go from something which is more kal to something more chomer, a maloi, tzricha. Hence, I need all three memras of Rabba. So amazing, amazing sugya. Again, there's much more in the Rishonim and Acharonim as to exactly what this migu is. How does it work? And so, okay, lama zena bislavait. Said in the Mishnah, v'shechamasa miruba mitzilasa psula. So he said, if there's more sun than shade, it is psula. Tanrabon. Hamasa machmas sikuch. Blei machmas defanis. So this discussion, this din, that if there's more sun than shade, we're only measuring the actual schach. So if the schach produces more shade than sun, it's kosher. If there's more sun than shade, it's psula. But v'leimach mistefanis, we don't care if you have sun which goes through the tefanis. And because there's holes in the tefanis, in other words, let's say there would be a 60-40 ratio of tzeil vis-a-vis tefanis from the schach. But because you've got big holes in the walls, that creates additional sun. We don't care about that. That is not part of the cheshbon. We're only considering the actual schach itself. And that is the sheet of the Tanakama. Whereas Rabbi Yeshia Omer, no, af machmas tefanis. Even the tefanis, we reckon with the sun which is generated from holes in the walls. So, Amr b'yim Rabbi Shami mishmi davai, my time is Rabbi Yeshia. And like we know, the Rishon Amar Medayik, if we're asking on Rabbi Yeshia, so it seems to be that the Pashtus says like the Tanakama. Meaning the only place within the sukkah which really is a manda omar to discuss and to be kiveya as to whether or not there's more shade and then sun and shade is the schach, not the walls. So what's the pshat in Rabbi Yeshia? Dichsiv v'sakoyis ala aron es hapareches. The pasuk says it uses the lashon of schach in reference to a pareches which is draped and placed on top of the aron, v'sakoyis ala aron es hapareches. So we say the following: we say pareches mechitza. The pareches is called a mechitza. It's called a mechitza. V'kokari rachman eschacha. So you see that something which elsewhere is referred to as a mechitza, nevertheless, still is called and referred to as schach, says the Gemara Alma Mechitza Keschach, boyinen. So therefore we see that the mechitza has various dinim of the schach. If you look at Rashi over here, Rashi explains, Rashi says, about 15 lines down, 20 lines down, pareches mechitza hi. How do I know that? Tichsiv v'hivdila pareches lachem. It's mavdil. So Rashi is just filling in the missing piece of information. Where do we see that the pareches is called a mechitza? We have other psukim for that. So I know elsewhere that a pareches is considered to be mavdil between various makamas, between the kodesh, kodesh kadoshim, and so on. So that a pareches is called a mechitza, and here the pasuk calls it schach. If so, it must be that it's got dinei schach. Now, there's a very interesting discussion here in the Rishonim. Pilagoteus says, Mechitzehi, Vakariya Rachman Eschacha. So, Teus says, Mihadin Afkala Mechitzeis Lael, Mibasukeis Vakariya Rachman Eschacha, Le Matsidarish, Tahasim Vedashin and Elamitura. Teus says, why could we learn that from a particular pasuk? Leaving that aside, the Teda, the Kulu Maidu, the Loyibain and Lemechitzes, Pselis Gurin Vyakiv. Teisa says everyone agrees, meaning even Rabbi Yoshia, who says that the mechitza is called schach. So, oh, it's called schach. So then it has to, all of the limitations of schach. It's got to be pseilas gerin v'yakev, and it has to be from, you know, things which are not makabel tuma, and with all of the dinim and all of the trimmings. So Teisa says no, vada, we don't say that. Leibin in the mechitza pseilas gerin v'yakev. The one thing we require is, if it's got a shame schach, this is the way the Achronim explain it, if it has a shame schach, we're going to require that it needs to be true to its namesake. What is the ikr inyan of schach? Tzel. To be magain. To produce tzel and so on. So, you're a mechitza? You're called schach? Okay, I'm gonna require that you produce tzel. And if you allow chama to creep in, then I'm going to reckon with that chama, and that's going to be oyla l'cheshbon of chamas and merubim mitzilasa. But I'm not going to say all the other requirements of schach, of pseilas gerin v'yakev, which we'll learn from other sources, are also going to be required of mechitza. That I don't say. By the way, t'loike ha-ravyah. The ravyah says, no, according to Rabbi Yeshia, you want to call it a mechitza, you got to be consistent. You want to call it schach, it's going to have all of the halachas and all of the limitations and all of the dinim of schach. But Tezer says not like that. Al Kabonim, that was the reason of Rabbi Yeshua, that we see that the Mechitza is called Tzchach. It's called Tzchach, and therefore I am going to use and reckon and consider any sunlight which comes in due to holes in the Mechitzas, that's Pshat in Rabbi Yeshua. What will the Rabbanim do with that? Now, you know why it's called the Lashon of the Sakaisa? Rabbanim, how would the Nekev Epurita just kind of cover it, pull it down a little bit, just make sure when you drape it over the aron, it's kind of drooping down a little bit. Rashi says, Lake of Balamala Purta. Just make sure it comes down. Don't kind of extend this to say, oh, it's called Tzchach, it's got mamish dine Tzchach as such. It just means it should kind of come down a little bit, but really nothing noteworthy in halacha to take out of it. Oh, come on, and that is, yeah.
This is Rabbi Asher. It's very difficult to understand what time of day you're talking. It's going to change. The holes in the fundus are going to create a different amount of
time. Question is, according to Rabbi Asher, which type of day are we discussing? We're discussing at noon or in the afternoon. On the afternoon, that's really the only time when the sun is going to be, when the defanis are going to be relevant. I mean, this goes back to the discussion in general. We had this discussion previously that, well, Ashtrus Kanaim still at high noon, it still will do something. that is a discussion which I think, I guess, whatever would say over there would say a similar thing over here. Fine. Says the Gemara like this, Amar Abaye, Rebbe, V'Reb Yoshia, V'Reb Yehuda, V'Reb Shimon, V'Rav Gamliel, Ube Shammai, V'Reb Eliezer, V'Acherim, which I believe is 8, Kulu, Svirlu, Sukadiris Kvaboinen. All of these shitas, they all maintain that there is a requirement of a Kavua Dikadira, meaning we don't say Sukadiris Arai, like the Rabbanan of Rabbi Yehuda, but it's got to be Kavua. And just to mention, parenthetically, the Rishonim say, somewhat counterintuitive, that Loi Kaim Lan Keshita. We don't usually pass Kaim Lan Keshita. Whenever the Gemara says, you know, this one, this one, this one, this one, Kulu Sfirulu X, we don't pass Kaim like that. Loi Kaim Lan Keshita. And they explain that the rationale is almost like we're just grouping together like all the dissenting opinions, which we don't hold like, but we're just, that's what they are. But Loi Kaimalan Keshita. That's what the Rishonim say. Tezis points out over here in the Tezis Kudus Firlu Sekadias Kvabain, Al Korchach Ein Shavin. Even though we're kind of generally grouping them together, but they don't hold exactly the same thing. And as we're going to show how each of these 8 opinions requires some element of kvius in their respective cases of sukkah. But not that they hold the same thing. To Harebi, which we're going to mention, Boidah Anamis. According to Beis Shammai, it's sufficient, Mekdei Reishi Verubu Mishulchana, which is 7 Tvachim by 7 Tvachim. And Tezza says it's not schwer to lump them all together, even though there are actually great differences when you look at the details. Utakavasi be Yavama's background. Kulu Svirluhu Mimer Kaina Kinyan Gamor. They all hold that Mimer. Mimer is when you do Kedusha Kesef with the Yavama. They all hold that Mimer is Kaina Kinyan Gamor, and so on, and even though there are differences and so on. So, in broadly speaking, they hold a similar Shita, but in the detail, there are much differences. So these are the 8 Shitas. So the Gemara says, let's go through it. Rebbe, the Tanya. Where do we see that Rebbe holds that there's a requirement of kvius in a sukkah? The Tanya Rebbe, Eimer Kol Sukkah She'im Bo Arba Amos Al Arba Amos Psula. It's got to be Dalad Amos Al Dalad. Remember we saw that Dalad Al Dalad is the minimum share for a lot of things where there's a chashivas. So that is Rebbe. Rebbe Yeshua Hodamorin. The shita which we just mentioned now of Rabbi Yeshua, that no, you cannot have sunlight and sun going through the walls. It's got to be built with an element of kvius, and it's also no good.
So why is that mashma kvius?
Which one?
Rabbi Yeshua. Why is it mashma kvius? It just means you've got a.
Yeah. So in other words, when a person has a house, the house is to protect against the elements. The sukkah has got to protect against the elements. And we see that because he requires that you cannot have big holes in the walls where the sunlight is coming through. That makes it very temporary.
Well, you don't need my stuff. I mean, the Rashi said.
What do you mean?
Well, I've got holes in my walls. I can't have holes in my walls, but I can holes in my stuff.
But again, the schach has to be, it has to be protected. There's more sel than chama. And we're saying that the way that we calculate more chama than sel is not only the chama which comes in through the roof, through the schach, but even the chama which comes through the sides, the walls.
Well, I thought we're using this as a raya where we actually hold that there's an inyan of keva as opposed to arai in sukkah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the reason why is because otherwise we should say that, you know, the walls are not really, we said before, l'shem eschach kriya sukkah. So who cares about the walls? He says, no, I want that the walls should not allow sunlight to come in. I want, no, this has got to be a structure which you live in. You can't have sunlight coming through. And if you do, I'm going to calculate and use that sunlight when reckoning the total amount of sunlight vis-a-vis the shade.
What about the buildings near the sukkah? The buildings near the sukkah are going to affect the sukkah, the light coming in.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
I mean, so where the position of where you put the sukkah in the first place?
If you put a sukkah between two skyscrapers,
you've got it. It's not just the sukkah, the light for the sukkah. It's a question of effect from other buildings.
Correct. So, like Abdullah mentioned, so we already had a discussion before. If you make your sukkah in a valley, the Ashtar is Kanayim, so then we said that's okay, because we look at the actual structure of the sukkah itself as opposed to the area around it. That's what the Gemara said before. Okay, that was Rav Yeshia. Let's continue. let's continue. That was Rav Yeshia, Rav Yehuda, like we said in the Mishnah. The Tanana. And like we said, according to Rava, the reason why is because, even though Rava says the Pshon the Rabban is because you need to make Yisodais, Rabbi says that's fine, it can be Kavor, it's supposed to be Kavor. Rav Shimon Tanya Beis Kochasen V'Gimel Afilo Tefach. Rav Shimon says Gimel Kochasen V'Dalad Afilo Tefach. He requires three full walls plus a bit. Now Rashi adds in a very important bit over here. Rashi says, Shalosh Kilchasen. If you remember, we had four Mahalchim yesterday, and the Machlokes between the Rabbanan and Rav Shimon, and then we had Rav Masna, who was the Pshat and Rav Shimon. So Rashi quotes Rav Masna. So Rashi, in the middle of the page, Shalosh Kilchasen, Upashin and Taima Lamala, Lamechsa Ula Nistar Mizerim. You cannot have protection from the elements if you have two and a bit. You need to have at least three and a bit. Let's just see the previous Rashi, because that's an important Lashon Rashi. What does it mean, Diris Kva? Ru'uya lishtanish kavua v'niris kabayis. She says these two criteria. It's ru'uya lishtanish kavua, and it's got some type of an appearance of a bias. We'll see kind of why Rashi said both of these two things. So that was Shitas Rav Shimon. Then we said Rav Gamliel, the Tanya Yisusukasi, Bereisha Gala, Bereisha Sfina. If you make a sukkah on top of a wagon or on top of a ship, Rabbi Gamliel Pasel v'Kiva Machshir. So why does Rabbi Gamliel Pasel such a thing? Rashi says, why does he Pasel it? Interesting. Let's see. Shehi Gevoya Ma'oid Kesfina Sayam Shem Gedeles Varuch Ba V'Ekras. So by a ship it's easy to hear because it's very windy out at sea. Uberesh V'Gola Nami, this needs a bit more work. Kevin the Naidi, it raffles around Mischaze Ke'ein Arai. Very interesting. Could be that it's not actually Arai, but it kind of looks like it's Arai. That already needs a little bit more work. So that was Rav Gamliel. What about Beis Shammai? The Tanan, Beis Shammai, Rishi, Ruba, Besukkah, Beis Shulchan, Beis Chabayis. Now we said the reason why Beis Shammai passed was because Gzeira Shemi Yamashachach Shulchanai. You might be tempted to go after your table. So Rashi points in that second one of the two conditions, Bishame Poislin, the Roy Latashmish Bo'inan. It's got to be Roy Latashmish. If my table is not in the sukkah, that's not Roy Latashmish. That's lacking in the kriyas which I require. That is Bishame Reb Lezer. There's not Aesis Sukkah Sikim in Srift. If you make it like a tent with like a sharp point, Oishisam chalakaisel, or it's leaning on a wall. Reb Lezer paisel, why? Lefishin lagag. There's no proper roof. There's no discernible, clear, distinct roof. Who cares? So what? Says Rashi, Kamin Srif. Gag over definitely said boing gag, it comes to a point. Kain kaveris, like a hive, she'ein gag, nikr levad, vadafanis levad. There's no clear distinction between the roof and the walls. It kind of all blends in together. Next Rashi, samch lekaisel. Asakana marukim, v'samach reishi echad muta ala kaisel. It's draping, it's leaning on the wall. Reishi echad muta ala aritz. Says Rashi, the gag of a devna echad, she'ein lo gag, here's the three words, the ein noe ladira. It's not noe ladira, again, needs a little bit of a hazard. What does that mean? I mean, plenty of people live in tents, and certainly for seven, you know, for they live more than 7 days. It's not noe ladira, if it goes up, you know, needs a hazard, but that's what we're saying in that shito, rural as apostles. Finally, Achirim, which we know from Masechus Harius, usually or often means Rabbi Meir. Achirim, Titania, Achirim, Aimrim, Sukkah, Suya, Kishevach, which Rashi says means round, if it's Suya, Kishevach, Psula. Vishayim, La, Zavies. It doesn't have corners. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Again, we have to say a similar type of thing. That's, you know, it's not Noah, it's not normal, it's kind of a strange thing. It's not Noah, Ladira. And so on. So all of these eight opinions, they all hold that sukkah diras kava inen, and so on. Fine. Now we get into a little bit of a gemara where we get into some mathematical equations. We know very often when Chazal are nachis to mathematical equations, it's not exactly precise. Very often there's a certain area of estimation. Usually when they speak about the diameter of a circle, they don't go with pi, they just go with 3 to make it simple. Often there is an area where they will allow for the discrepancy and so on, as we're going to see. But often it's done, the Chazal were well aware of Cheshbonus and so on. But you know, the Rishonim already point out on these things, but we're going to go with a basic approximation. So let's see. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, and sukkah asiya ki kivshan, if you have a sukkah, which is like a kivshan, which Rashi just says means round. If it's round, so it's okay. Rashi points out, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold like a cherim, and therefore it is okay. However, we say, how wide, how big does it need to be? Im yesh ta keifa, kadei leishav ba chaf dalad b'nei adam, ksheva. So if it has a circumference that 24 people could sit in it, it is ksheva. Vimlav psula. Rashi says, k'dei leishav ba sviva yis hakeifa mibifnim. So if 24 people could sit inside it, and then it is ksheva.
They're sitting on the circumference, on the inside of the circumference.
On the inside of the circumference, exactly. That is what you need. So some Rabbi Yochanan said, if it's round, you have to be able to fit 24 people inside the circumference. The Gemara says, well, let's think. Come on. Karevi. Hurry. If we're going to say, if we're going to kind of try and find a Tana, the Rabbi Yochanan is going like, I mean, Rebbe is our only hope. When we have yet to find any Tana who requires more than Dalet al Dalet. Otherwise, we would have said it. So, if at all, the only one, he must be going like Rebbe. Okay, so let's see how this fits. So, let's see. A person takes up one amma. A person who stands shoulder to shoulder, legs apart, he takes up an amma. Okay, that's step number one. Step number two is, kol sheyesh bekeifa shleisha tefachim. If the circumference is 3, yesh bei rechav tefach. And then the diameter is going to be 1/3. And therefore it's going to be 1. If it's 3 around, it's 1 across. Okay, so if so, says the Gemara, betresar sagi. So surely 12 should be sufficient. Again, we're going to work with Rebbe's cheshbon. Rebbe says it's got to be 4 by 4. It's got to be 4 by 4. Let's take a look at the Rashi. Ba'amsa Yosef. Kalachim became Amo, Nimsa Kefa Chavdalad Amos, so the circumference is 24. The Kaimalan, Kol Eagles Yesh Bekeva Gimel Tvachim. If the circumference is 3, Yesh Barach Fe Tafach, Kedachsiv, Techsiv, Yamsh Asa Shleime, Esteb Amo, Misfase El Sfase, Ogil Saviv, the Kav Shleishim, the Amo, Yisav Isay, it would be 30 around, and so on, Saviv Isay, Saviv, Esa Ame Yisrech, Shleishim Amo, Hekif, so Alma Achanami, Betrace Amos Hekif Sagi. So if you would have a circumference of 12, that should be sufficient. Achanami, Betrace Amos Hekif Sagi, then Ahavi Pusya Arba. If you want to have a diameter of 4, so then you just, the circumference is going to be 3 times that amount, and therefore it should be 12. So if he needs 4 amas across, like Rebbe said, 4 by 4, so surely it should be sufficient to have a circumference of 12. Where do we get 24 men? According to Rebbe, surely 12 should be sufficient. Says the Gemara, Hani Mili Bi'igula. That is, if it's a circle. But if it's a square, then there's a requirement of more. Says Rashi, Hani Mili Debehekev Gimel, Ikarav Chatevach. If you have a circumference of 3, so then the diameter is a tefach, that is by a regular circle. Bigula, meaning Recha Tefach Yesh Bay, Vuhu Ogol. The whole Ogol Ein Rach Bay Ela Be'em Tsa'o. It's only going to be, it's going to have that dimension of 4 in the middle. And a diameter. V'anon ba'inan da'ar amas b'rubois. We need 4 by 4. Like if you look at the top diagram within the Gemara, so it's not enough to just have that circle. I need, according to Rebbe, 4 by 4. So I've got those little bits, those little triangles, which stick out on either side of the circle. Arba b'tzidah kamei b'emtzah uberibua ikeh kefetvei. So therefore I need more than just 12 in the circumference, because I need to also cheshbon in those additional areas. So says the Gemara, okay, fine, still, you're still off by a lot. Mechti. Kama maruba yoyser al ha'igol. Revia. How much is the circumference, the perimeter of the square more than the circle? It's going to be a quarter. In other words, if you have 4 by 4 by 4 by 4 around, it's 16. We said that the circumference of the circle is 12, so it's 1/4 more. Okay, so Mirti Kama Maruba Yisala Eagle Revia.
1/4 of 12 is 3.
Say again.
1/4 of 12 is 3.
Well, it depends if you cheshbon it Melagav or Melabar. You know how you cheshbon it. So Hani Mili Be. So it says Gemara Mirti Kama Maruba Yisala Eagle. Revion, so Bishitsar Sagi, so still 16 around should be sufficient. Says the Gemara, no. Because remember, Rabbi Yechanan said, if you want to make a round sukkah, I'm going to tell you what the circumference needs to be. So you have to start with a square of 4 by 4, and square of 4 by 4, and then you need to say, I want a circle which can contain that square, which is 4 by 4. So Hani Mili the Eagle the Nafik Migoy Riboa. That would be true if you would have a circle within the square. Aval Riboa the Nafik Migoy Igula, the lower diagram on the page within the Gemara. If you have a square which is inside the circle, Baitve, I need a bit more. Mishum Mursha the Karnasa, for those little bits which stick out on the outside, on the outskirts of the square. So in other words, again, we're starting with Rebbe. Remember, Rebbe is the biggest shir in town. Right? He says it's got to be 4 amas by 4 amas. Comes in Rebbe and says, now, if you want to have a circular-shaped sukkah, I hold back Rebbe, so I'm using Rebbe as the yardstick. 4 by 4, you need a square of 4 by 4, and now you want to make a circular one. So you have to draw a circle around the 4 by 4, and therefore there's a requirement of more, because I want to have a square. I want to have a circle around my square, and therefore you need more. Says the Gemara, okay, still, let's make a cheshbon. Michti, kol amsa biribua. Any amma in a square-shaped object, kol amsa biribua, amsa the treichumshi balachsoina. Meaning to say, if you have, take your square, it's 4x4. It's 4x4, what is the diameter of a square which is 4x4 going to be? It's going to be 5.6. Because it's you take the side of the square and you multiply it by 1 2/5, by 1.4. So if it's 4, if each of the sides of the square is 4, and I need to figure out the diameter in order to figure out ultimately what the circumference, which we're saying is 3 times the diameter, so take one of the sides of the square, which is 4, multiply it by 1 2/5, 1.4, it's going to be 5.6. If the diameter is 5.6, and we're saying that the circumference is 3 times the diameter, so 5.6 times 3 is 16.8. So says the Gemara, again, Michti, kol amsa b'ribua, amsa b'trei chumsha b'lachseina. It's 1 2/5 in its diameter. So that's 16.8. V'shivsar nechi chumsha sagya. So 17 minus a fifth, i.e. 16.8, is sufficient. So, that I mean, again, so according to Rebbe, who says 4 amas by 4 amas, that should be sufficient. So, we're still scratching our head to figure out where Rebbe Yochanan came along with his cheshbon of sukkah, suyeh, kekiv, shem, yesh, bekev, kebe, leish, b'chavta, b'nei adam, k'sherim, la, p'sula. We have just reached we've come to a cheshbon of 16.8 should be sufficient. The Gemara responds and says, Leidok, you're right, it was imprecise. It was an estimation. It was approximate. Leidok, says the Gemara, 1 second. Eimad amin Leidok, purta. I can hear a little bit of a discrepancy, small amount. Tuva mi amin, but such a big discrepancy from what Rabbi Yochanan spoke about. If you have a circle which 24 people could sit just inside the circumference, and we're saying that really, we're saying that the circumference of 16.8 is sufficient, that's quite difficult to swallow. That's difficult to understand. So the Gemara says, Amar lei mar kishisha breid of chizder of Ashi, mi savras gavra ba'amsa yosef, you think the person occupies a full amma? No. Talasa gavra, betarzi amsa yasfi. Three people take up 2 amas. So every person takes up 0.66. So if so, instead of having 24, it's going to be 2/3 of 24, which is 16. Oh, 16 and 16.8. Now we're getting somewhere. That's pretty much closer. Says the Gemara, Kama, have you a little shivsar? Hanan, shivsar, nechiyachum shubi, you know, we said 16.8. Says the Gemara, okay, leidak. We're a little bit off, no big deal. Frag the Gemara, eimad amin leidak achumra. It's one thing to be more machmer and add a bit more. If I need 16.8, you can't say 16. Can't say 16 if I need 16.8. So, you can't do that. You cannot do that. Let's just see if we can finish. Says, really? No. Really, a person occupies an amma. In which case, he said you need to have 24. Yeah, it's got a circumference of 24. However, Rabbi Yechon Mekim Gavri Leitachashiv. Rabbi Yechon meant a circle inside the people. A circle, in other words, you have people, whatever, you have, let's say, a circle, you have 24 people around, and he's not reckoning the actual width of the people inside the circle. In other words, so if you have, let's say, 24 across is going to be a diameter of 8. And anywhere in the circle, you've got person, take up a width of 1 amma. So he's not reckoning the width of a person. Again, if there's a person everywhere in the circle, that means you take off a person over here, take off a person over here, so you're taking away 2 from the 8, in which case you have 6. 6 is now going to be kind of the diameter which we're using. Rabbi Yechanan is not Mokim Gavri Leik HaChashiv. He's not reckoning the place of a man. If so, Kama Havalu, Tamni Sari, because it's 6 across. 6 is the diameter. 6 times 3 is going to be 18. Alai B'Shivsin Echichum Shesagya. I really, 16.8 is sufficient. Hainu delay dock. Wulachumra le dock. Enachanami. So Rabbi Yochanan says you need 24 people to be able to sit inside this circle. It's so that inside those 24 people, you will have an area which is big enough to house a 4x4 sukkah. According to Rebbe, really, you don't need quite so much, because that would give you a circle with a circumference of 18, and really we proved that 16.8 is really sufficient. So enachanami leidak, and it was lechumra leidak. In which case, that is going to be pshat and riyach. We're going to finish tomorrow with the last opinion, which is going to be extremely difficult to understand the maths, but we'll leave it for now.